got it.
Then take it with you.
Two tickets to the Gladys Knight concert, fourth row. These seats are so good, Gladys will be able to see me. And, of course, Dwayne.
He's going with you, all right?
Absolutely. As soon as I ask him. Jaleesa, are we planning to audition for Miss Knight?
We might.
Oh, I think you should. Your voice is perfectly suited to sing backup.
I take it you're not trying out.
It is not my ambition to tell my grandchildren I was pit for a day.
Is that so? Then how come I saw you at the record store buying the sheet music for Midnight Train to Georgia?
Sure do.
So?
And everybody else is auditioning solo. We should go in as a duo, demonstrating teamwork and harmony, and walk the floor with everybody else.
Afraid you won't win by yourself, huh?
Okay, fine. Dreadful idea.
Yeah, you're telling me. You sing alto, right?
Mezzo-soprano, actually. But my range is amazing.
You're not a bad choreographer either.
The word's exceptional.
I can make us some fierce costumes.
That is, if you don't let your personal taste affect your selection.
All right. We're a duo.
A winning duo.
Okay.
Trio. Angela, what a fitting name that is for one who sings like an angel.
Thank you.
Angela, are you planning to audition to sing with Gladys?
Well, I hadn't really thought about it. I'm not into pop, I study opera.
Oh, what a shame. Guess Gladys's losses made him butterflies gain.
This concert's for UNICEF, isn't it?
No, the UNCF. The United Negro College Fund.
Oh, that's such a good cause.
Yeah.
Maybe I will try out.
Oh, Angela! I just had a stroke of genius. I think Jaleesa and I could expand our duet to accommodate you.
Would you?
Oh, well, that's what this concert is all about. You know, people helping each other. Teamwork.
Charity.
Winning.
Ron, you're on the concert committee.
I have no tickets. I have no backstage passes. No, you cannot meet Miss Knight. And no, I will not divulge the location of her hotel.
I don't want any of that.
Did I mention no free t-shirts?
I just want to know if Dwayne has tickets to the concert.
No, he doesn't.
Great. Ugh, thank you. Dwayne doesn't have tickets to the concert.
Oh, good. Now go ask him.
Right here? And all these people?
I could ask everybody to leave.
Hey, Rono! You know, I was just thinking, that backstage pass you gonna get me? Why don't you give it to me now so you won't lose it? And I can walk around looking important for a few days.
Listen, partner, bad news. I couldn't get you that backstage pass.
This is a life lesson for me. As soon as you said, I'll take care of you, I should have grabbed my sleeping bag and cuddled up next to the curb outside the ticket booth.
Man, would you put your worry beads away, brother? Your name is already on my VIP waiting list. You're as good as in.
Hey, who is this Lola, babe? And why is her name ahead of mine?
She's a senior.
Oh, you gonna sell out your man to get some play?
I would never do that. Trust me, man. You're going to the concert.
All right, that's all I want to hear.
Just tell me one thing. Can you work a spotlight?
Spotlight?
Yeah, you just have to plug it in and shine it on the woman.
Yeah, I can do that. I'll be a spotlight.
Dang. Brett? Going to the Gladys Knight concert?
Not only am I going, I am the lighting coordinator.
I guess I'll see you there.
Yeah, and if I spot you in a crowd, I'll throw a few watch your way.
I look forward to it. So, not only am I going alone, but there'll be a big light on me so everyone will know. Jaleesa, this design is delicious. I do hope Gladys has a good sense not to wear something that will clash with it.
Well, if she doesn't, we'll just have to do the concert without her.
Come in. Sorry, I'm late.
Oh, that's all right. Let's get started, though. Okay. These are the lyrics, and I penciled in our part. So we'll sing it first, and then you repeat it.
Okay? Okay.
You ready?
I really gotta use.
I've really got to
my imagination.
My imagination.
Angela, dear, no one appreciates good diction more than me.
Thank you.
The word is, I really gotta use my imagination.
That's what I said.
No, you said, I've got to. It's just gotta.
It's a little thing, but a big thing.
Sorry.
Shall we continue?
Sure.
To think of a reason.
To keep on keeping on.
I hate to raise that little diction flag again. But you're hitting your ings too hard. It's just keeping.
There's no such word as keeping.
There is in this song.
Well, I guess I can sound stupid for a good cause.
That's the spirit.
I really gotta use.
I really gotta use.
My imagination.
My imagination.
To think of a reason.
To think of a reason.
To keep on keeping on.
Okay, guys, this is what we're going to be doing for the audition. Okay.
After our performance, we'd like to hear any constructive criticism that you might have.
By constructive criticism, she means we sing and you tell us how wonderful we are.
And don't be nervous. You'll be just fine.
Oh, I've sung in front of large crowds before.
But this crowd has better aim.
This is Gladys.
Constructive criticism.
Yes?
What are you doing?
Well, I can see there's no imagination in this room.
Well, maybe they can picture it better if one of us sings lead.
Okay. Which one of us should do it?
Me.
Fine. Shall we take it from the top?
Can we please take it from where we stopped? Thank you.
Yeah. Well, what'd you think of that little performance of El Hagatore? I've never seen such showboating in all my life.
Whitley, it was just a rehearsal.
Exactly. And if she pulled that stunt in front of a bunch of nobodies, what do you think she's gonna do in front of Miss Gladys Knight? She'll probably have us bound and gagged in the bathroom.
I think you better let me do the talking this time.
Hello. I'm sorry I'm late. I was watching videos with the girls. I think I saw some dance moves we could use.
Thank you for your interest, Angela, but choreography is my bailiwick. Mine.
Whitley, come on, give the girl a break. Maybe she saw something interesting.
All right, I will look at it. But I won't like it.
I just thought that we could loosen things up a bit. You know, the moves seem a bit stiff.
Stiff?
More like stuffy.
Ooh, that's me, all stiff and stuffy.
Maybe we should look at the moves a little later.
I won't like them then either.
Why don't we show Angela the dresses? Angela, I bought the last bolt of moiré that the store had. Isn't that gorgeous?
I'm sure you look wonderful in it, but don't you think it's a bit frumpy?
What?
Oh, that's us, a perfect team. Frumpy, stiff, and stuffy.
I want to know just what you mean by frumpy.
What's your problem?
I took the bus all the way downtown, went to every fabric store in this city. I emptied my wallet. You owe me $25 and an apology.
You're jealous.
You better make that $26.50 because you are going to pay my bus fare.
You two practically ripped me out of the shower and crawled on your knees to get me. And why? Because you knew that by yourselves you were nothing.
Oh. For your information, Angela, darling, Jaleesa has been singing all of her life. Jaleesa is a soloist in the Hillman Choir. Jaleesa is a member of a band in New Jersey.
And Whitley has a very powerful voice.
Well, then you don't need me. And I certainly don't need you. Oh.
This was not an easy choice for me. I had to think long and hard, but I made my decision. I ain't picking none of y'all. No, you're just too good. You make me look bad. I'm only kidding. But not about you all being good. Three of you had a very unique idea. And that was to audition as a trio. Wasn't that smart? But anyway, here they are, the Hillman Pips. Derek Fennell, Stephen Addington, and Angela Atkins. Come on up, you guys.
Angela! No! We were a trio first! That thief stole our idea!
Whitley, you were yelling at Gladys Knight.
What about fair play and justice? I demand a recount.
Relax, girl. This is not the Miss America contest.
Whitley, I think we better just go home. Okay.
We saved you from Puccini. You imposter! You fraud! Diva breath!
Would you just
keep it? Stay keeping until we got a hold of you.
The girl got some pipes.
Man, I did everything I could. How was I supposed to know Gladys was gonna bring her own lighting designs?
Look, Mr. Cheeseball, I don't need you or your fly-by-night promises. I got so much juice, I'd get me a ticket just like that.
All right.
Oh, man, you got a ticket. I just need one. I see anywhere.
I can always remember to punch in, but I can never remember to punch out. I'll be right back.
Does anybody have one teeny little ticket?
I do.
Who said that?
I did. It's yours, if you want it.
Freddie, you're beautiful. You're great. You're fantastic.
You're choking me.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go. Let's go.
Whitley, you look much calmer. Guess the nap must have done some good.
Not really. I dreamed that Gladys had me shot. After what I did, I can't really blame her.
Well, you said everything I was thinking.
And more.
I really wanted to be in that show.
I was hoping that Gladys would just be so knocked out by my voice, she'd fire Bubba and hire me.
When I was a little girl, I used to go in my bedroom, close the door, and sing into my doll's head.
I used to sing it to my jump rope. Handle.
Ooh, very professional. At least you had a cord.
You know, Whitley, you were right. Our voices do like each other.
Too bad we didn't listen to them.
Yeah.
We would have been a great duo.
Damn great.
Can you help me say?